Children all across the country are getting ready to go back to school, and some parents worry their offspring will have fuzzy, new age, politically correct material foisted upon them. Subjects, say commentator Crispin Sartwell, like math.
Mathematics is a sort of pagan superstition. It has no basis in fact or in theory. It is concerned entirely with entities of which it has no clear conception. I was scrounging around in my dictionary the other day, looking up sforzando, when I came across the following definition of 7, the cardinal number between 6 and 8. Now, clearly, this will not help you understand the meaning of 7 unless you already understand the meaning of 6 and 8, which will themselves only be comprehensible in terms of 5, 9, and 7 itself. Being curious about this apparent emptiness of the simplest notions of mathematics, I posted a contest on my website, soliciting defensible definitions of 7. The first thing I got was a lecture in the philosophy of mathematics from Princeton professor and Slate columnist Jordan Ellenberg. Ellenberg's lecture was fascinating. It detailed a number of approaches to solving the problem. Each was extremely difficult, obscure, and elaborate, each absolutely incompatible with all the others. Two things were clear. First, people have been working on the problem for about 2,500 years. Doubtless that's somewhere between 2,499 and 2,501 years. And second, people are now no nearer to a solution than they were when Pythagoras asserted that things like rocks and stars were actually made of numbers, whatever that might mean. Now, perhaps you're thinking that you know quite clearly what 7 means, and you are even now, in a rather irritated way, counting out fingers. But it is easy to see that 7 does not actually refer to anything in the world. Add one raindrop to another, to another, to another, to another, to another, and you get one raindrop. Do the same with rabbits, and you get 4,603. Of course, everyone thinks they know what 7 is. But there was a time when everyone thought they knew what a demon was, or thought the crops would fail if the gods weren't propitiated. Mathematics represents just the kind of loose, empty thinking that characterizes so many of the fads in education these days. In the hallowed words of the great role model Whitney Houston, "I believe that children are our future." So we must join together with millions of other concerned parents to remove mathematics from all schools, public and private, secular and parochial. For the damage being done by this pseudoscience is, well, incalculable.
Crispin Sartwell is chair of the humanities department at the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore.